This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, we want you to know that we have open lines of communication here on the Daily Mix Show. You can feel free to reach out to us anytime. Call or text 206-803-ROCK, or you can email us, dms@kisw.com, or you can hit us up on social media. Our handle is @DailyMigs, and there is no I in daily. Earlier this morning, we got a text from a rockaholic named Jamie, and we thought it might be better to just get her on the phone.
I'm glad she could join us, because, yeah, I was like, oh, man, this is too good of a text to kind of just us read it and just react to it. I'd love to hear from her.
Jamie from Redmond, good morning.
Good morning, Daily Migs. Hi, everyone. How are you?
Great. How you feeling?
I'm okay. I don't know. I'm just in this little predicament. No big deal. But, you know, overall, it's all right.
All right. You got to tell us what's going on so we can share all this info with the rockaholics.
Okay. So long story short, I was out of the dating scene for a while. Then I decided, sure, why not? Let's try it out. And so I found a guy who seems somewhat decent. We've been dating for about a month. And my big issue with this guy already is he's kind of being pushy about meeting my family, and I don't know how to feel about it.
So he wants to meet your family. It's not even like, I don't know why I feel like it'd be different. He's like, I really want you to meet my family, because maybe he just thinks his family's awesome or they're just so close that he wants you to kind of meet them. But he really wants you to have him meet your family.
Yeah. And so it's kind of weirding me out. I feel like, I mean, he's an overall nice guy, and I haven't gotten too many red flags, but right now the red flag is waving. I got a stage 5 clinger over here, but my biggest problem is I want to stay with him, even though he's freaking me out a little bit, because he's super hot, like really hot, like the girls know. I mean, you only find a man like this that you get to climb his body every once in a while.
Excuse me. Yeah, we're not expecting this. Woo! Look at Taryn and Sarah like, oh yeah, we understand.
We're getting warm in here.
It's a thing.
Well, I know. Maybe ask my wife. That was the same reason why she wanted me. You're right, Danny, right? Yeah.
No. Oh,
yeah. So, Jamie, thanks for I come from a family that's super close. I hang out with my family all the time. Do you spend a ton of time with your family to the point where he's feeling left out by chance?
I mean, I don't know. I'm really, really close to my sister, and so I'll hang out with my sister, and things will come up where it's very, like, all of a sudden, last minute, and I'll go hang out with her, and then he's texting me, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm at my sister's house, and then maybe we're going to stop by my mom's house later. So maybe, but I'm just not ready to, like, introduce him to everyone.
I mean, I might be the wary brand mom and sister. You might want to check his certain search history to make sure he's not clicking on certain thumbnails.
No. Ew.
I'm kidding.
I don't like that.
I'm joking.
He's really into family.
He's like, I really want to meet your mom and sister. Are you pumping their tires like super high? Like, you're like, my family's so amazing. They're the absolute best. We always have a great time. And he's just like, I want to be a part of this. He almost wants to fast track himself into the relationship. Do you think that might be
it? I don't know. I don't think it's like that. Like, half the time I'm complaining about how much of a bitch my sister is. But it's because I love her so much. But I don't know.
Okay, so if right now feels too soon, what do you think might be a reasonable time frame for introducing him to your family?
I don't know. I wasn't even thinking about introducing anyone to my family. And now a month in, he really wants to be introduced to everyone. But like I said, I just found this man so attractive. I just wanted to have some fun. Next thing I know, he's wanting to meet my mom. So I don't know how to tell him I don't want to do that. Let's just me and you have fun. Let's get to know each other. It's only been one month since we started talking.
Dumb question. Did you just, the way you just said it to us, have you said that to him?
No.
That might be step one.
It's so much harder to say it to someone talking with them with them.
Jamie, you don't do that. You text it like we do in 2024. Actually, voice memo it.
Does he seem to be a sensitive type of guy? Are you afraid that telling him this honestly might hurt his feelings?
I mean, a little bit. He is a very sweet guy, and overall, he checks all the boxes, and I feel like I'm kind of being an idiot not going full-blown with this man, but at the same time, I'm just trying to live my life and have fun. I wasn't ready for a full-on commitment.
See, that's the vibe. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm getting this, how do I say tactful? It sounds like you just kind of want to hit it and quit it, but a few times. But you're not ready to just fully lock yourself into being in a relationship with this guy yet.
No,
or at all.
But
or at all.
I don't want to hit it and quit it because that body, I'm telling you.
Yeah, body.
Tell us about it.
Yes, please.
Describe it to me.
Can you send us a picture?
Abs, the arms. Ooh. Oh, my God.
How's he manscaping? I'm kidding. Perfect. I'm kidding. I don't want to know. What if you told your parents or your family, your mommy, sister, hey, this guy really wants, how do you think they would react to it?
Oh my God, my mom would be ready to ask him about the wedding. My mom is so ready for me to settle down. But my sister, I think, would put him through the ringer because we're really close. And like I said, she's kind of a bitch, so she plays that role very well.
I love her.
Your family honestly sounds a lot like my family, except for I feel like I'm the bitch sister, and that's totally cool of me. But, Jamie, what would you think about maybe looking at a date in the future, just, circling a date a little bit down the road, coming to some sort of an agreement with this guy that, yeah, you're willing to introduce to the family, but maybe a couple weeks or a month or so down the road?
I could maybe do a month. I could maybe do another month of us hanging out, getting to know each other a little bit more before I introduce them to the family, just because my family's so pushy about me settling down that I'm afraid they would freak him out or put too many ideas in his head, and then a month down the road he proposes, which is my worst nightmare.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, maybe just say that your family just went on a cruise and it's a 6-month cruise. They won't be back for a while.
Yeah, that's perfect. I actually like that. I like that.
Boom, we figured it out for you. Jamie, well, keep us updated on what goes on with this, because I'm very curious if you're actually when you're going to break down and actually have him meet your family.
Okay, I'll let you guys know. I'll keep in contact, and when it does happen, I'll be sure to let you guys know as well.
Yeah, good luck to you, Jamie.
Awesome, you guys. Good talking to you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
I mean, I wanted to text message this one person. Yeah, 1 month, way too soon. 6 month minimum.
What? Do you remember how long it was before you introduced Sid to your parents?
Oh, it was a year, but because my parents don't live here.
Yeah.
So it was whenever we, maybe even over a year.
I think Brad was about a month, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know. Somewhere in between a month and a year, that sounds sufficient.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.